Hello and the warmest of welcomes to you once again for another edition of the French Football Weekly podcast with me, Chris Oakley. Now, if you tuned in last week, you'll know that my co-podder and indeed partner on these things, Andrew Gibney, was whisked off to Jamaica where, as far as we can make out, he's about to get married. And I'm still not entirely sure. I think he may be still yet to get married, for all I know. He may already be married. I'm not entirely sure. All I know is he's having a fantastic time in Jamaica. So he's not back to the UK just yet. So he's leaving me here to hold the fort, excuse me, to do this podcast on my own until he comes back home. Once again, like last week, it's going to be another whistle-stop tour, a little a news roundup, if you will, a bit like last week. So hopefully you can put up with the speed at which we progress through this. But nonetheless, I hope it's informative for you anyhow. So what's been going on in French football this weekend? Well, we had a Friday kickoff this week. It was the match between Rennes and Marseille. Now, as you may well know, Rennes have got themselves into a habit recently of winning their match, their League One match of a weekend before Lille come along. So Rennes go top for about 24 hours and then Lille play their match, win it, and then replace Rennes at the top. Well, it didn't quite work out that way this week because Marseille did a job on them. Marseille won the match 2-0. Goals from Loic Remy after 24 minutes, a good powerful header there to put his side in front. And then Lucho Gonzalez wrapped it up 10 minutes from the end with a nice side-footed goal to make it 2-0 to Marseille, and that means that Rennes failed to get back to the top. It's a bit of a struggle at the top there, of course, as we know. Lille and Rennes, as I've already mentioned, plus a host of other teams led by the likes of Marseille and Lyon. So a little bit of lost ground there for Rennes, and in fact a good morale boosting victory for Marseille there ahead of their Champions League match against Man United, which is coming up on Tuesday, more of which later on. Good passing display actually for Marseille, what I saw of it. Good in defence, good passing. They looked a pretty strong outfit once again. They, of course, have been a little bit inconsistent just recently, but a good performance nonetheless. For Rennes, that was their first loss at home since the match against Montpellier that they played in week 10, so a pretty good run coming to an end there. Rennes went into the match having won the last five league games on the trot. And well, you know, they started well. Rennes really good, but Marseille, as the game went on, just got stronger and stronger, got more of a foothold in the game, and they were just sort of overpowered really by Marseille towards the end, and there was no way back essentially. One chance that Rennes did have, I seem to recall, Yann Mvia volleyed a decent shot, but it was saved well by Mondanda in the Marseille goal. And that was it. So 2-1. Of course, Marseille lost 2-1 to Lille last week. A sort of last-minute goal for Lille was the deciding factor there. And a bit of a pattern emerging where that's concerned. More of that in a moment. So there we go. That really is Rennes' first defeat to one of their kind of major rivals. So they've done well up to this point. We're sort of about two-thirds of the way through the season now. So Rennes will need to just kind of, yeah, keep a firm hand on the rudder and see if they can kind of keep a straight course steered through the remaining choppy waters, as it were. I don't know why I'm going into kind of naval terminology, but there it is. I think you understand where I'm coming from on that. So all getting frightfully interesting there at the top. Elsewhere, before I come on to Lille's match, which was, earlier on today, I'm recording this on Sunday evening, a whole host of matches as ever on Saturday. I'll start off with a match involving Lyon. Like Marseille, they also had a 2-0 win away from home, this time at Sochaux. Lyon's goals coming from Lisandro Lopez on 22 minutes and Miralem Pjanic on 63 minutes. Funnily enough, Sochaux had 57% of the possession, but couldn't really translate that into anything useful. In fact, another statistic that we can glean from the match is that in terms of shots on target, Lyon had 7 and Sochaux only 1, so I'm not quite sure what Sochaux were doing with all the possession, but there it is. And again, like Marseille, Lyon, that for them is a good morale-boosting victory ahead of their Champions League match this week. They're playing against Real Madrid on Wednesday. But a fantastic performance, really one-way traffic really for Lyon there against Sochaux. Sochaux haven't been playing at all badly just recently, but nonetheless, dominated by Lyon in that game. Interesting to note in terms of the lineups, there was no Gourcuff, no Sissoko, no Chris there for Lyon, but a comfortable victory nonetheless. And then in terms of matches coming up, Lyon have got Rennes next Saturday. They're at home to Rennes, so that'll be another tough one. And given what we've just been saying about Rennes, I think they'll be looking to see if they can get back to winning ways as well. Sochaux are away to Auxerre, which by all accounts shouldn't be too difficult a match. We'll come on to Auxerre in a moment as well. In terms of the other games that were going on this Saturday, there was a high-scoring match between Arles-Avignon and Lorient. It was 3-3 there, and a tremendous fight back, actually, for Arles-Avignon. They were 3-1 down going into the last 30 minutes or so, but Cormorgan and Cabella, they levelled two goals there in the last half an hour or so, and a well-earned point for Arles-Avignon, although there's a certain air of futility about it all, as per previous discussions, and as I'm sure you know, are well adrift at the bottom of the table. Kevin Gamero got the third goal for Lorient. That's another one for him to notch up on the old tally for the season. He's doing still tremendously well. And, well, in terms of points, well, as I say, 13 points adrift they are now of Lens, who are one place above them in 19th. And about 15 points, I think, I make it from safety, but they're going down. I say week after week, they're going down. There's no point in sort of working out all the kind of whys and wherefores where that's concerned. Lens, luckily for Lens, if it's any consolation, they lost 1-0 at home to Toulouse. So that means Lens now 7 without a win. The goal for Toulouse coming from Santander with about 16 minutes remaining. Etienne Didot's volleyed strike was ruled out during the course of that game. They could have had a second, but great shot. Great effort, went in, but Dido was judged to have handled the ball during the build-up to that, so a bit of a shame for them. So that win for Toulouse ends a run of four straight defeats, and we'll be telling you where they are in the table very shortly, I hope. Elsewhere, Nancy, they had a 2-0 win over Caen. Caen had, I can't even read my own writing here, Sambor... Oh, I can't even read the my own writing. This is hideous, isn't it? They had a man sent off, I'll put it that way. I really must get these things typed up and printed out before I start these podcasts. Caen were down to 10 men before the end of the game with about 18 minutes left. By all accounts, another comfortable victory. Nancy's goals coming from Ngremo with on 38 minutes and Traoré on 84. And Jonathan Brisson came up with the assist for both goals there, so a good match for him, and indeed a good victory for Nancy generally. It keeps relegation somewhat at arm's length for the time being. Still not a million miles away from the bottom group, but a good win nonetheless. Saint-Étienne got back to winning ways. They got a 2-0 win over Brest. That ends their run of four straight defeats. Two goals, as I say, Bakary Sakho on 35 minutes, and that man is back on the score sheet once again, Dimitri Payet. He scored the second, 2 minutes from the end, came on as a substitute, and that's his first goal since week 9, believe it or not. So good for him, and maybe that will mean he gets a few more regular starting places in the team. Now, interesting to note, actually, you remember, well, as far as anyone can remember, really, Saint-Étienne have struggled from season to season. Last year they finished with 40 points, just above the relegation zone. At the moment, they now have 38, which is quite a remarkable sign of the progress that they've made this season. So, well done to Saint-Étienne. All right, what else? Oh, there's one other game I didn't mention, actually. A game between Nice and Auxerre. It was 1-0 to Nice, goal coming from Eric Moulungui. And he, of course, he scored a couple against Reims in the Coupe de France quarterfinals, as you may know if you've been listening to our podcast in recent weeks. So he's on good form too. So we come on to the Sunday matches, the games that have been going on today. In fact, even as I speak, there is one match which is coming to an end at the moment. That's the match between Paris Saint-Germain and Montpellier. It was 2-2 the last I looked. In fact, I've got the computer in front of me here. Let me just have a look. This is all probably largely irrelevant for you because, you know, you're just sort of listening in and you probably already know the result. But I'll see if I can get it up on my screen. Here we go. What's it going to be? Is it going to... Yes. Yes, it's finished 2-2. I can confirm. Latest news for you there. It started off really well, actually, for Paris Saint-Germain. Two goals in about the first 13 minutes. Guillermo Waro on 11 minutes and an own goal from Yang Gombia of Montpellier. So 2-0 up, Paris Saint-Germain were within the first quarter now. But Olivier Giroud, Olivier Giroud, two goals on 47 and 59 minutes, have levelled things up for Montpellier, but neither team could make the breakthrough at the end to get the winning goal. Cyril Jeanchamp was sent off for Montpellier during the course of that match as well, so that just adds a bit more value for Montpellier's draw there, the point that they got. Earlier today, Bordeaux slipped once again. They slipped by losing 1-0 at home to Monaco. Goal coming from Adriano Pereira on 22 minutes. And that's only Monaco's second away win of the season. A good win for Monaco. And Monaco seem to have sorted their defensive play out somewhat. A good defensive display against Bordeaux. Bordeaux, it has to be said, though, did dominate that game. In fact, Tremolinas and Placil both hit the post. So not much luck going for Bordeaux in the course of that game. Like I say, a good defensive display for Monaco, a rare victory, and we'll be seeing where they are on the table in just a moment. And that just leaves the league leaders, Lille. They played Valenciennes today, and they won 2-1. Moussa Sow, again, top scorer in the league so far this season. He scored just before half-time. Eden Hazard with another last-minute goal to give all 3 points to the home side there. Grégory Puyol scored for Valenciennes just before the hour mark, just to kind of level up at 1-1 as it was at the time. So, Lille take advantage of the fact that Rennes lost, and Lille are now 3 points clear. Valenciennes are now unbeaten in their last... I'll start again. Valenciennes are unbeaten in the league over the last 2 months. So all had been going well for them up until that point. Let's look at the table then. And we find that Lille, as I say, 52 points, just ahead of Rennes on 49. Then it's Lyon, 48, and Marseille on 48, third and fourth respectively. Lyon are 5 goals better off than Marseille in the old goal difference column. Paris Saint-Germain are fifth on 44 points. That's 4 further adrift behind... Well, in fact, they were on 44 points, and now on 45, I guess, having now won that game. So Paris Saint-Germain, 3 behind Marseille. Saint-Étienne up to 6th on 38. Bit of a gap there behind Paris Saint-Germain. But doing well still, really, Saint-Étienne, as per previous discussion about where they've been languishing near the bottom in previous seasons. At the bottom, Arles-Avignon now on 12 points. Then it's Lens on 25. Auxerre now slip into the bottom three. They're on 29 points. Level on points with Monaco, who also on 29, 2 goals better off, just outside now the bottom three. Then it's Nancy in 16th, 32. 15th is Caen on 32, and Valenciennes are 14th on 32 points. Very close indeed, and just above them in 13th is Nice on 33. So it's another one of those situations where one win can see you flying up the table. Now then, let's just do a quick check on the European situation. We had one game in the Europa League during the course of the week involving a French team, and that was Paris Saint-Germain. They went to Benfica, and shock horror, one of my predictions actually came right. I think I did say on the podcast last week that I thought Benfica might just edge PSG by the odd goal, and indeed they did. It finished 2-1 to Benfica, but it was a game that Paris Saint-Germain played really well in and dominated to a considerable extent. Peggy Luyendula scoring on 15 minutes there, but ultimately a defeat for the team from the capital. And Thursday this week they will be at home to Benfica, hoping to get a couple of goals to win the tie overall. It's going to be a tricky one though, I think, but there we are. We'll see how they get on. Also this week, of course, those two games I mentioned earlier on in the Champions League on Tuesday, a couple of days' time, Marseille travel to Man United. The first leg finished goalless in Marseille in that game. And Lyon also are on their travels. They go to Real Madrid. Got a great 1-1 draw in the first leg, but of course on this occasion, Lyon will be the away side, so they'll be hoping that they can use the old away goals rule to their advantage. That could be probably their best bet. They'll be hoping to score anyway, but nonetheless, they will have that advantage, if that's indeed what you can call it. So there we go. European action to look forward to this week, and lots of interesting stuff going on this weekend in Ligue 1. That's pretty much it, except just to do a bit of housekeeping. As we always like to say, do get in touch with us if you can on Twitter. The account you're looking for is at FrenchFTWeekly. That's at FrenchFTWeekly, FT short for football. Don't forget that, it's vitally important. You can also go to our website, which is FrenchFootballWeekly.wordpress.com. There you'll find lots of lovely stuff, videos, articles written by Andrew, when he's in the country, of course, and also some fantastic Ligue 2 reports from Lee Garrity, which I thoroughly recommend if you want to keep in touch with who we're likely to see being promoted into Ligue 1 next season, and indeed who may drop down into the CFA and below. So there we are, FrenchFootballWeekly.wordpress.com. And on the subject of Twitter, just wanted to say thank you very much indeed for all of you who have been sending us messages, and indeed for all the follow Fridays. They've been very, very good to see, and we thank you for those. Really appreciate those. We had a couple of messages during the week. A Swanee 84 rather cheekily said, "What's going on with your podcast? They seem to be getting shorter. They should be getting longer. I just want to reiterate that with the time and energy that I have available to me, this is about the best I can do on my own, sadly. But I hope it's of some use to you anyway." But there was that. And then Off the Bench UK sent us a very good link, actually, an article on the Italian Yahoo site, which is all about the fact that French clubs are getting nervous about the financial climate and the fact that they're not generating perhaps as much revenue as they would like to, because the product, if you like, French football, doesn't seem to be attracting that many broadcasters across Europe and indeed around the world. And you said, I think Off the Bench UK said it'd be interesting to get French Football Weekly's take on that. Haven't quite got the time to be able to kind of go in depth on that, but hopefully either myself or Andrew or somebody will produce an article, and we'll put it on the website, and we'll put a link on there as well to the article that we just mentioned, and we can go into some depth about what we think on that. But thanks for sending that our way anyway, Off the Bench UK. That's about it though for now. Hope you enjoyed that and it wasn't too much of a distressing experience for you. Thanks very much indeed for listening. Hope you can join us again next week. I'm not sure if Andrew's back next week. Hopefully he will be. If not, you got me for a third week. And who could ask for more than that? Anyway, for now, from me, it's goodbye.